Myself and Anna Owens went to the US in 2019 and spoke at a conference. We spoke about what we thought was our mic issue, and these were experts on pyrrhotite. It's turned out subsequently, obviously, that we also have the issue of pyrite and pyrrhotite in our blocks. So with that connection that we made in 2019, as well as other connections, we're bringing all of these international experts to the Northwest. It's funded by Luc Ming's office, which is fantastic, and they're travelling over for a three-day initiative. First day is a conference in ATU. Then we have a home visit on the next day, which is Wednesday the 16th. And then we have a research scoping day to work out where we're going to go in the future with this research with all these experts. It's important to also note that it is not just scientists and researchers around defective blocks. We're also working with scientists and researchers who are, like myself, involved in business. So we'll be looking at the commercial business property element, the impact of this crisis on commercial properties. We're looking at things like the impact on mental health with researchers in psychology and so on. And then Joe Morgan is also looking at we have a stream for looking at the EU. So basically, how has the Irish government dealt with this from an EU directives perspective, and how has there been compliance and those kind of things? So it's a very, very comprehensive conference and initiative. So we're very excited.
One of the risks with a conference like this is those who go will be people with an interest. Those who go will be people who have a stake in this issue. In a sense, you're almost preaching to the converted. The people that need to be hearing what's going to be said at this event are people in government, are people in the Department of Housing. The question is, are they listening, and will they be listening in November?
Well, we certainly have already extended an invite to a number of those key stakeholders. At the end of the day, we are inviting homeowners to come along to find out more about this issue from these experts, to talk to people in other disciplines about the impact that it's having in them just across wider society. But I can assure you that we are extending an invite to all of the key stakeholders, including those in local and in national government, and anyone who has an involvement, and ensuring that we get to the best understanding of this issue. I mean, that's the only way we're going to get through this. And I think at the end of the day, we have got to ensure that this is a research-driven initiative that is based on fact, and that we ultimately come up with the best solution for families and for all of those people affected. That's our key aim.